last blizzards of enemy flak. Ship lingual, spray doorways, cut word lines, photo falling, word falling, breakthrough in gray room. Towers, open fire.
Citizen, you are listening to WCBN FM Ann Arbor.
Tilt, blast, pound, stab, strap, kill. Pilot K-9, you are cut off. Back. Return to base immediately. Ride music beam back to base. Stay out of that time flak. All pilots, ride pan pipes back to base.
It's WCBN FM Ann Arbor, and it is time for Living Writers on WCBN.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You've got Living Writers on WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Thanks so much to Mick for that smooth as butter intro with Burroughs doing. I love that station ID. Today, I am thrilled to have Yasmin Wilder here in the studio. Yasmin, welcome to WCBN and Living Writers. Thanks for being here and coming on down.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so good to see you.
It's so good to see you.
And you thank you for making the time, because this week is probably extraordinarily hectic and wild for you.
It's wild and crazy, kids, to be honest.
I mean, Detroit Zine Fest is this Saturday.
This Saturday at 2900 East Grand River Boulevard at the Jam Handy.
Noon to six.
You got it.
Oh, and free parking.
Free entry.
Masks encouraged.
Yep. Over 100 zine makers and distributors.
There's going to be zines. There's going to be stickers, pins, buttons.
Everything you can think of, honestly.
I've been to a couple of the Detroit Zine Fests, and they blow my mind. It is so incredible.
I'm so happy to hear that.
And the community that comes from far and wide.
Yes, I'm so excited to see friends and to make new friends. Yeah, far and wide, like all across Michigan, out of Michigan. It's so exciting. It's so electric, you know, when you get there. And
it
you
is
get
electric.
To see, it's electric. And I had such a great time. It's a labor of love, definitely. And yeah, I just can't wait for this Saturday.
We're going to talk about that labor of love.
Okay.
If you don't mind. And I also want to talk about you, Yasmin Wilder, as a writer, as a zinester, a zine maker, a zinester, as a comics artist, as
absolutely
a visual novelist,
be busy, yeah.
And you're an all around writer too.
Yes.
What do I mean by that? I mean you write for a living, and maybe you'll tell us more things too.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Actually, why don't we start with that? Like you as a writer, Yasmin.
Yeah, a lot of my work, writing and otherwise, whether it be making comics, making zines, it all revolves around my identity as a Black trans non-binary artist. And it has been so cathartic and so healing to make this type of work, because it really helps for people unlike me to understand me, and then for me to find like-minded and like-experienced individuals. So it has been honestly healing to be a writer, and I highly encourage that people, you know, pick up the pen, pick up the pencil, pick up the tablet, the computer, and try writing. Try just stream of thought, stream of consciousness. Try writing, honestly, yeah.
Did you start with zines, or did you start with comics, or how... Or when you were a kid, Yasmin, were you like always writing and drawing?
I was. I was that kid. I was always writing and drawing. It started with diary and journal. Very big, important parts of my life. In fact, I have my journal with me today, even. Like, I carry it around with me constantly.
Do you know how many journals you have? Like,
oh,
how
my
many
gosh.
Books or notebooks you filled?
Filled notebooks. I can only estimate probably around 20 or so.
Yeah.
And
they're not thin ones.
They're thick notebooks. They're like Like, I have the moleskin. I have the, like, journals that I picked up. I'm going to butcher this. Lextrum journals?
Oh, I don't know. It sounds cool. I'm going to have to check it out. Yeah.
Yeah. So I have all types of journals. They're very thick and they're all filled out. Just full of thoughts. And so it started with me trying to capture and understand what I was feeling and going through. And from there, I, you know, just kind of married it to art, and that immediately pointed to sequential comics and sequential art. And from there, I discovered zines. And huge shout out to co-organizer Evie, because Evie, I met Evie at an anime convention, and I had a zine. The story of how I found zines is actually pretty funny. Because I accidentally bought one at Toronto Comic Arts Fest 2013.
Wow.
I absolutely bought one on accident.
So it was Toronto Art Fest.
Comic Art Fest.
Oh, Comic Art Fest. Okay.
Yeah. And I picked up an anime fanzine for Evangelion. And I loved it so much because I could tell it was all fan work. So my first zine was a fanzine that I like purchased.
So in. Like a classic?
Classic, exactly. And I loved it so much that I kept telling people about it. Like, look, these people put this together. And no one really had a name for what it was. Someone did say, oh, that's a zine. That's a fanzine. And I was like, okay. So then my journey with like collecting them and appreciating them started. But it was not until I met my friend Evie and co-organizer Evie that they had zines on their table at Detroit's anime convention, Yomicon. And I was just so enamored. I was like, this is so cool. This is so wonderful. And I think on like the second or third time we hung out, they were like, you can make them.
And then was
blew
that moment?
My mind. It's so cool. I was like, wait, I can make a zine?
Yeah. And,
and then they were like, anyone can make a zine.
And did Evie say, like, did they say, let's make one now? Or did you start folding one?
I started
or what?
Immediately. I started making zines. I think I started, like, scripting, quote unquote, my first zine that night. Like, we sat on my couch and, like, we would figure draw and doodle in our sketchbooks and stuff of that nature. But I started immediately.
So that's kind of your process then, Yasmin. Maybe, yeah. Like, to start, like scripting it or sketching out in your notebook what you might have.
Yeah, the ideas that I might have, it can come to me in all types of shapes and forms. So sometimes it is as small as just little scribbles in my sketchbook. Sometimes it is notes in a notes app or a Google Doc. I just look at it and I say, this is important to me, or this really resonates with me and I want to expand on it, and I make it into a zine.
So what is important to you and what resonates, that's what you pull in for your zines.
Yes.
And is that, did your zines then become Boy Monsta?
So Boy Monsta is like a catch-all for all of my art and writing. And it's so funny to think of, because like I feel like Boy Monsta is like a storefront almost, but at the same time, like the name itself, like Boy Monsta, comes from the feelings of dysphoria I had at the time. And so it is me, but then sometimes people take it more as a retail shop. So I'm just like kind of feeling it out currently, like Boy Monsta, Yasmin, like they go hand in hand, but like, yeah, I have a lot of feelings about it. Like, what does the future hold?
Yes.
Sometimes I think about going just by my name, just because I am very thankful that in my research and experience, I have less dysphoria today. But the name does remind me of that time. And it's a time I appreciate, because I came to be who I am. I came to create the things that I've made. But sometimes I'm just like, do I want to rebrand? Who knows?
Right. Because you are always like,
everyone's always. Everyone
like a
is
human
always
being,
changing.
Growing, right? Changing, becoming.
Becoming, exactly.
And so in 2013, when you, just to kind of reel back the time for a moment.
Okay.
How old were you in 2013?
And we're going straight to commercial.
Oh, no, I'm kidding. Wait, It's a commercial free radio, Yasmin. Awesome. We could go to song. We could go to music.
No, I'm kidding. 2013. How old was I? I think I was 21.
21. Yeah. And that's when you made the first zine.
Yeah, I made my first zine. Actually, 2013 is when I bought my first zine.
Oh, right.
And it wasn't until 2016 that I made my first zine. So I had been appreciating this art form and running around showing everyone this fanzine. Like, it's so cool. And I think even a partner at the time ran a zine. But I wasn't, like, invited to be in it, so one tear down.
What? And I also will add a tear.
One tear. But zines seemed like, from the outside, quote-unquote, they seemed like this, like, just magnificent, fantastical thing that, like, not that I couldn't be a part of, but I was just like, well, they make zines. I'm just an appreciator, you know? Like, I just like them. Then my friends, not only Evie, but other art friends, my siblings, they encouraged me to make and to do. And they said, why not you? Why couldn't it be you making these things or creating or writing or sharing? And I was like, you know what? Why not me? And that's how I started making zines and sharing.
I love that.
Yeah.
And then you never stopped because
never stopped.
Then you and Evie... How did you decide to co-found the Detroit Zine Fest?
Yeah, it was...
Because that's another animal altogether, isn't it?
Another animal altogether. You are absolutely right. So what happened was we went to Zine Fest as far as... We went to California, Toronto. We went to Chicago. We went to Ohio. And then we detoured in Kentucky, had a great time.
Was this all like
this
over the course
over
of a
like
year?
A summer.
Okay.
Or a summer or maybe 2 years max. But we're going to all these zine fests and we're trying our hardest. And there were a few fests in Detroit, like Trumbullplex had a zine fest at one point for 1 year. I think Detroit Comics Party had... a comic fest or a zine fest for 1, possibly 2 years, if memory serves, but I could be wrong. Don't quote me. And we had gone so far to experience the community and to share our work that finally we even went to Zineland Terrace in Ontario or Toronto, not Ontario. We went to Toronto and one day we were just like, man, Detroit doesn't have a zine fest. And we griped about it a little. We were like, we gotta travel so far. Like, this sucks.
Yeah.
And we both just said, I think almost unanimously, just like, we should make Detroit Zine Fest. And I hit the ground running, let me tell you.
What was the first year, Yasmin?
The first year, it was supposed to be 2019. But of course, the pandemic happened. So the first official year was 2020. Was it 22 or 21?
22, maybe.
I think it was 2022. So, yeah, 2022, because this is the fifth.
This is the fifth year.
Oh my gosh. Insane.
Yes, because doesn't the fifth year of something feels like a landmark time,
it's a landmark,
right?
Yeah. And
wow, congratulations, Yasmin, and to Evie.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much. And also, I want to shout out Grand Rapids Zine Fest.
Yes, because they've been around,
they've
right?
They've been around. Yeah. It was probably their 12th year or something. Wow. And not only that, but Sarah Austin, oh my goodness, when Detroit Zine Fest was in its infancy, we did everything. We did little marketing. We got in the trenches. We were handing out flyers and leaving stickers and doing everything we could to kind of build a little foundation and to wake up the community. But Sarah helped so much because I reached out and I was just like, how do you run a zine fest? And Sarah was so helpful and so sweet and so wonderful and just let me, and on all the information that Sarah had. Let me pick Sarah's brain. So yeah, I want to shout out Sarah.
Sarah
definitely
Austin.
Say thank you. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And well, and thank you for saying that, Yasmin, because I want to shout out you and all your kindness and generosity.
Aww.
Because you have been like a North Star for my friends and I, who like a small zine collective that does zine jamboree here at the Ipsy Freight House. We just had our second annual and you
and
tabled.
Yeah,
you were there.
It.
It's
all
like you're it just like is a magical moment to be running around and then to see you setting up your table there. I was just like, yes.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you for teaching us and helping us to figure out like what to do. So and all the mistakes were our own. And we'll have a third annual. So we're
yes.
kind of walking in your like we're in your footsteps, like definitely. And so let's take a short break and then we'll come back and we'll talk more about Detroit Zine Fest. We'll talk about it with Yasmin Wilder today on Living Writers. I'm T. Hetzel. We've got Jason Voss behind that. Well, he's right here in the room with us right now. And it's so good to have you all listening along. We'll be back.
A place I know you wanna go is a good life. Hey, yeah. I don't wanna stand around and beg you, just don't say no. No, 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 no. I've got a feeling that you're gonna like it, what I'm doing to you. And I'm doing what I'm doing, I'll be doing what you want me to do.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're in time to hear Yasmin Wilder here on WCBN, the founder of Detroit Zine Fest, along with Evie. Shout out to Evie. Without the synergy of you two, we wouldn't have the fifth annual Detroit Zine Fest happening this Saturday, May 16th at the Jam Handy, noon to six. And I also should say a quick shout out to Jason Adam Voss. It will be his birthday, I believe, on Saturday. And Jason, are you on mic? Because you have an event that starts at 4 p.m. in Ipsy, right?
Yes, that's true.
And it's with your, well, can you give the name of it? Do you mind? Or is it,
the event's called Gardening, Not Architecture. And there's six or seven kind of experimental artists playing, and there'll be a show of some cyanotypes that I made of local creative musicians.
So cool. really cool. So folks, Detroit Zine Fest, and then Gardening Not Architecture. That's a good calendar for Saturday.
Yeah, and really while we're talking about the calendar, though.
Oh, yes, yeah.
There will be a unofficial but totally official pre-fest party at Small Works Detroit, put on by Diskette Press and Small Works. I believe it runs 6 to 10. And they reached out and said that they're doing this and, you know, heck yeah, let's go.
That is awesome. Because people will be coming in from out of town, like you said. So so the night before.
Yeah, the night before at Small Works Detroit.
Small Works Detroit. And folks can find them on Instagram.
Yes, and I think Small Works and Diskette Press.
Diskette Press, too. Good folks to follow on Instagram.
Wonderful folks to follow.
Agreed. And also Boy Monsta on Instagram.
Yes, but
or no, I mean, this is your day, Yasmin Wilder. This is your day. And to be continued. We'll see what happens too.
Yes,
right?
We'll see.
So let's talk a little bit about Detroit Zine Fest. We've talked a little bit about the origin story.
Yeah.
And so what can folks expect for this Saturday at the Jam Handy? And why did you choose the Jam Handy? Like what, how did you choose this location? What? Because it's
it's a historical location. I almost feel like the Jam Handy chose us. I looked for so many locations, like so many centers and museums, and I visited almost all of them, if not all of them. And finally, I found the Jam Handy online, and I said, Evie, let's go check it out. Let's go see it. Simeon, who, you know, owns the Jam Handy, was really nice, really awesome, loved what we were doing, and gave us a good deal.
Shout out to Simeon.
And, yeah, it just went on from there. We went and we saw it. It was so bright. It was so spacious.
The natural
ADA
light.
Compliant. Exactly.
It's phenomenal.
And it was really important to us to be able to fit the artists, but also to have that ADA compliant space to make sure that, you know, the wheelchairs could fit through, make sure that it was accessible for wheelchairs, make sure that, you know, we had ground level entrance and, you know, all the things that people really should be thinking about when they're planning an event or organizing. And it just, the story wrote itself from there. We had the first year and we said, we want to come back. We've got to go back to the Jam Handy.
It feels like a partnership at this point.
Yeah, it is. It is. And
then you don't have to reinvent the wheel because you have a sense of how you want the space, the movement, and how you set up the space. Like you have like a quiet area for folks to like decompress and get waters. There's the welcome as soon as you, I mean, I guess in the right place, as soon as you walk through the front door.
These people were talking to me. What's that about?
Welcoming.
So we have, you walk in through the doors. There is the welcome area. You can pick up any official DZF merch if you so choose, and you turn to the right, there's a quiet room and zine swap area. Would really love to stress that we have a free zine table. We go ahead and print zines, we purchase zines, we do anything we can to get zines on this table. If you have zines that you would like to leave for people to pick up, or if you would like to go and swap zines, like take a zine, leave a zine, just check out the quiet room at Detroit Zine Fest this Saturday. I think it's going to be just wonderful. And a huge thank you to Evie for being the one that that facilitates and, well, not facilitates, but takes care of the free zine table, like always folding zines and printing and finding new zines. Like,
that's a big thing, all the folding.
You
need more time than you think sometimes, at least if you're me.
Me too. Like,
I've seen some folders. There's some really fast folders, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm just wearing a hole in my bone folder, honestly.
Oh my gosh, completely. I know. And thank goodness having a bone folder. That is like, you need one of those. Yeah. Otherwise, you can wear out a fingernail or, you know, Sharpie makes not a good crease. But I think it's so cool that, like, the things that Detroit Zine Fest also considers, like you said, it ADA compliant with a ground level access, like the, having a space where folks that are neurodiverse or maybe overwhelmed with a lot of sound could go and be quiet, or folks that just are dipping a toe in and want to just see something and at a table quietly, or leave their own zines. Like maybe someone's made their own first zine and you can add it to the table. And it's such a good feeling. It's such a good feeling.
I'm like,
it's like a rush of happiness.
Exactly. It's a rush of happiness. I've waited over 365 days for, because Zine Fest was in April last year. So April's already passed. So I'm like waiting. I'm jonesing for some zines.
Yeah.
This is all just my secret plan to get everyone's zines.
Well, you did say at the very beginning you were a collector first. Like it started with that first zine in 2013, and then you collected. And when you came to UMA 2 years ago, you brought your collection, which is vast to share with folks.
It's a vast collection, yeah.
What are some... Well, I guess... I'll get back to that, because I do feel like for Detroit Zine Fest, then you walk into like it opens out into more of the space of the building, and you see different rows of vendors.
Yeah, so we have the vendors all along the walls, and then we have two islands of vendors in the main room. And then if you walk through the main room to the right, you get to the secondary room, which is a smaller room. We have redone the layout for it, so it's going to be better foot traffic throughout the back room. That was just a little piece of advice or a piece of point of notice that people said, like, oh, it was a little cramped back there. We'll fix it. Like, we're very receptive to making the fest its best and making sure everyone has a good time. So,
and it shows. It really does show.
Aw, that means a lot to me.
Well, because it's a popular place. And like we said, like there's so many people in the community come out for it. Everyone's there, but it also feels manageable. Like there's movement, there's space. Because sometimes I have a hard time in places that are too packed or so, or and so I could do it. I loved it. And it's just, it feels like you really are taking all of these things like into consideration when we're thinking about creating this experience.
Yeah.
And I love how you said you and Evie, like you searched out your zine experiences. That's like when you went out on the road to all like across the states and
that
Canada.
That is another thing that like our experiences, we were like, how can we make sure that what we experience like reflects in the fest, or like what we struggle with reflects in the fest. So like, you know, the tight cramped spaces, or not being able to move around the space, or things are all the way upstairs or all the way downstairs. It's like, okay, we did our best. I'm not saying that we're perfect, but I think we tried really hard, and hopefully people are happy with it, you know?
Oh, completely. And also like the poet Wallace Stevens says, like the imperfect is our paradise. Like I don't think there ever is a perfect, and folks that are searching for that, that's a bit, I don't know, try a new search. Maybe. Yeah, because perfect is boring usually. So there'll be vendors there and they'll have zines and other things. Like some people even like print t-shirts and other materials.
Yeah, we do welcome them to bring anything that they make themselves or design themselves. We tried so hard to get primarily zine makers, but there's going to be a lot of stuff. There's going to be like actual perfect bound like comics, and I've seen people with like prints or posters, like we said earlier, stickers, buttons, pins. I personally have things like lanyards and pouches. I'm just so excited.
It'll be so great to see each person's table because you can see something of their personality, who they are as an artist, as a human. Well, for next year, when should people look for applying to be part of next year's Detroit Zine Fest? I don't mean to rush you.
Oh, no, you're fine. Typically, hold your horses.
Yeah, no. It's like, let's do this year's fifth annual.
So typically, if I'm not misremembering, it opens around November, December, and closes around January, February. If not a little... Oh, you know what? I think it opened on Halloween. Oh, you know what?
That's not even worry. Like, you can follow, like...
if you would Instagram. Follow us on Instagram, it's DET Zine Fest. So not Detroit Zine Fest, but DET Zine Fest. And we try to say at least a few weeks in advance that it's going to open.
And that'll be great. So folks can keep a lookout for that.
Yes,
and,
please do.
And come this year. And then table next year, perhaps.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I've had so many people in their applications say, like, I went to Detroit Zine Fest as an attendee, and now I'm applying to table. Or people that I talk to at the fest, they'll say, like, oh, I wish I could do something like this. Or they'll say something like, I have art too. And I'm like, okay, so you're going to table next year, right? I love asking, especially, like, the younger audience, like, so you're tabling next year, right? We have a tabler that I believe is started tabling with us around, like, 9 or 10. And they table every year.
Aww.
Like, shout out to them. Don't want to, like, say their name or anything in case they're uncomfortable with it. But
okay,
we, our zinesters really do vary from very young to older.
Who's your oldest?
Let's see. Oldest. I'm not sure who the oldest is. Because everyone just, like, has that youth about them. That punk
Completely.
Rock youth.
Yeah.
So...
Maybe I can bring my mom next year. She'll be 89.
Yes.
Maybe we can try it. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know why I'm trying to go for a Guinness record at Detroit Zine Fest here with mom. Okay. Let's take a short break and we'll be back today on Living Writers. Yasmin Wilder is here at the studio. Detroit Zine Fest is coming this Saturday, May 16th at the Jam Handy, 2900 East Grand Boulevard, Detroit, 12 to 6 p.m. I'm T. Hetzel. We'll be back.
Red, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah.
Rays.
Good afternoon. If you're just tuning in, I'm so glad you did. Whoever you are out there, we're glad you're here with us here at WCBN FM Ann Arbor. Living Writers is so thrilled to have Yasmin Wilder here today in person, taking time out of your super busy week to talk to us about your writing and about being the co-founder of Detroit Zine Fest.
Absolutely.
So, Yasmin, I asked you to bring some of your zines along with you.
I did.
And I see out of the corner of my eye that you have done so. Could you tell us the story about how the zines you chose to bring today? And yeah.
Absolutely. So I brought two of my zines. One is called Body and the other one is called Yasm. Body is a comic zine and it is about my experience with my body. It goes through a few stages that I've experienced with my body. The foreword reads, "To my body that has always been there for me." So if I can just read the first page, it really sums up some of my feelings that occur throughout the zine. It says, "When I was born, I was given a body with no choice or question if I wanted it or not. As I grew, I learned to hate this body and all the things it did wrong by simply being. This body has handled disease and depression, love and loss, sickness and strength, but still I wanted to watch it burn for simply being. Why? I want to tell it I'm sorry. I'm sorry for hiding you, for hurting you, for starving you, for stuffing you, for all the effort I put into destroying you. Somehow, despite my cruelty, you're still here with me, this body, my body. I let myself be told that you were too much, that you were not enough at the same dang time. I see now that you've done nothing wrong. I was trying to force you into a mold not meant for you. For that, I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry. I can't undo what I've done to you, but I can learn from it and be better than I was. When I was born, I was given a body, a wonderful body, my body. One day I'll leave my body and I will make sure it's on good terms." Thank you.
Yasmin, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to read just the first page.
Could I see it?
Absolutely, please.
So this is a beautiful zine. It's got you've chosen to do it. It's in black and white.
Yes.
And could you describe the pictures a little bit, like your drawing style, Yasmin?
Absolutely. So I am very inspired by anime and manga style art. So it's got a little bit of Western, but a little bit of that anime and manga influence. It starts out with me staring up into the stars with the page glowing. There are pictures of my body and the things upon it, which I find or found in the past to be undesirable, you know? So there's a picture of my freckles, of my hair, of my hands, my back fat. And then it goes on to show a picture of me handling that disease and depression, the love and loss, the sickness and strength. There's a picture of a match when it mentions, "I wanted to watch it burn for simply being." And then the page is black and covered in tone when I finally answer the question, why? So there's a bit of artistic nudity. So there is a warning for this one. So if you do happen to ever come across this or pick it up, there is a little bit of artistic nudity, blood, and a bit of, you know, self-harm mentioned by the graphics. But this is my favorite thing that I have made. Honestly, I love Body as a comic, as a zine, as a little piece of me that I share with people. And
when did you make this zine?
This one was made, I really have to think about it. I should start putting the years in here. That would be a great idea. I believe I made Body, it had to be over 6 years ago. And I still have it and I still print it because it just means so much to me. And it always means a lot to me when someone reads it and it resonates with them.
Yes.
Because a lot of people in my experience that have read this comic zine will say that, you know what, you're right. I never really hated my body until I was taught to. Like, when we're kids, we're so happy and we're just having a good time, just existing in our body. It's not until someone says, well, freckles are ugly, or, you know, your body's bigger than my body, or things like that, that we say, oh, so inherently that's bad. So that's what body is, an ode to my body and the experiences that I had. And it's just one of my favorites.
And it's a story of triumph.
Yeah. Yeah, it really is. And on the other end of the spectrum, I bought Yasm, which is a zine about my private tweets. So,
oh, great.
It's like a
great
little collection of personal essays, but a lot of people think you need to have something like truly profound to make a zine about. You can make it about anything. Like, please make a zine. If you make a zine and come to Detroit Zine Fest and show me that you made a zine, I promise we can trade, which is a huge part of zine culture, is trading zines.
Can you say more about that?
Yeah. So that is why I wanted to plug the free zine table at Detroit Zine Fest, because like some people think that there is a great financial barrier. There's not. You can just trade art. Sometimes you just simply trade art. And I made this zine specifically, Yasm, because I was just like, I was yearning to connect, but I didn't know what to like write about. I didn't know what to draw comics of. And I was just like, I want to connect. But what's the best way to connect than to take your private tweets and to put them in a zine? Like, let's go. So, like, for example,
and it looks the same. Just to before you start reading, Yasmin, it's interesting how it has the same aesthetic, the same look.
Yeah, it's
as
a quarter
body.
Page zine,
and you've chosen to use like paper that is like a gloss paper.
Yeah, so Body had a gloss paper, but Yasm has more of a matte 60 pound.
Okay.
For my paper nerds out there, 60 pound.
No, that's,
you know?
I love this stuff. I love it. Yeah.
And yeah, I just opened up my Twitter and I just took my favorite tweets at the time. There's two volumes of Yasm, by the way.
It's a lot of tweets, but actually, there were so many tweets that didn't make it in.
Yeah, truly. And so it starts with tweets like, my birthday is tomorrow. And then it goes into a little personal essay about it. Like,
oh, could you read it? Yeah.
Yeah. I usually don't look forward to birthdays. This year felt different, though. Monday, January 23rd, 2023. My dad made shepherd's pie and sent it to my place. My sister brought presents and drinks. I sat with friends on my bed and drank and laughed. It was peaceful. It was wonderful. And I felt so loved.
So isn't that amazing? So go from it at one tweet. Then you wrote a mini personal essay.
Yeah.
And that's how each page is structured then.
Exactly. Yeah. So you get to see all my little personal tweets. So it's,
and you've got images, you've got photographs. Yeah.
Yep. It starts with a screenshot and then it goes into a personal essay for each one, or even a little doodle of me in that anime inspired style.
Yeah, it's not a doodle, folks. It's like a full on beautiful self comic image.
Thank you. So, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So right now, Yasmin's turning the pages and I'm getting to see this wonderful zine. That's the thing, too, about zines. You could digitize this, and you do have digital work online.
Yeah.
And when we could, you know, do you want to say your website for folks to find it, or?
Oh, absolutely. So my website is yasminwilder.weebly.com. I am not yet paid for a domain and made a different website, but you can find all my work there. Again, you can also find me on Instagram at boymonsta, spelled B-O-Y-M-O-N-S-T-A. And I would love for anyone to reach out and say that they're also a writer, a zine appreciator, a zine maker, hopefully, or a zine maker in the making.
Yes.
And yeah, please reach out. It would be so awesome.
Like, if, like, take the leap to make a zine. Like, any, like you said, Yasmin, right. Anyone can make one. You can make it out of one piece of paper and fold it and make one cut in it, and you have a mini 8-page zine.
Exactly. You know, it's so accessible.
It's so, and if you want to, you could make copies. You could just throw it, like, face down on a copier, and then you'll have copies that you could trade and bring with you.
Yeah. Or you could trade jeans with me, please. Yeah.
And you mean it, Yasmin, right?
I do.
It's such a wonderful invitation. I'm going to take you up on it. I'm bringing some of my zines to trade with you at Detroit Zine Fest. Let's take a short break today on Living Writers. Yasmin Wilder is here in the studio. We've been talking about Yasmin Zines and Detroit Zine Fest, which is coming up this Saturday, folks, at the Jam Handy. I'm T. Hetzel. We'll be back. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, you're just in time. Today on Living Writers, Yasmin Wilder is here in the studio, co-founder of Detroit Zine Fest with Evie, and writer, creator of Boy Monsta. We just got to hear Body, one of Yasmin's favorite zines of all time, and also Yism. Which is great. A private tweet zine. Really, really, really great. And I love that idea, because also the thing, when you go to zine fests, you can see so many ideas, so many amazing things, and you can do your own take on it. Or
exactly. One's experience and take is going to be 100% the same. So I see people that say, oh, I would make a zine, but there's already a zine about X or Y or Z. And I'm like, but no one has your specific exact experience. Show your take.
And it's do like it. And you can do it. You can do it, hand build it. You could do it with like scissors, pen, paper, typewriters, or you could do digital design.
The world is your oyster when it comes to zines, honestly.
It's really true. And each choice you make, it's like for that particular zine. It doesn't mean that you won't make different choices later.
Exactly, yeah.
And what you're making. But just, I think the first thing is just to try, just to start. Even, I kind of find a collage zine is sometimes a good way to go.
I love collage zines so much. And I want to shout out Evie Zine.
Yeah, please do. Yes. Yeah.
So Evie has this collage zine that I am absolutely in love with. I've been plugging it since I made it. It's called Experiences in Hearing Loss, which Evie experiences. And they began it at Zineland Terrace. We were sitting there and they had like a zine station where you can make zines. And they started it there. I don't know if they necessarily finished it in one sitting, but it was so informative for me about their experience and how I interacted with them and how it was difficult for them because
the hearing loss.
Exactly. The things that things I don't even think about, like murmuring, whispering, turning on music when you hang out. You would do that with anyone, right? But I wasn't thinking that, you know, they're already struggling in the social setting. And I'm just throwing on a movie like, yeah, anyway. So
and carrying on like a real conversation or so. Yeah.
And, you know, turning my back to them or talking as they're walking away. And I was just like, it helped me be so much more intentional with my communication with them. And it changed something for me because most people will see, like, I walk around with a cane, for example, and people will scoot aside and say, oh, excuse me, do you need assistance? We went to Toronto one time to go to Zineland Terrace, and I think this experience, this memory may have informed and inspired the zine, but the person in the booth when we were going into Canada was like, what are you here for? And they didn't hear them. So they answered what they could only assume what he said. And we had to sit there for like 2 hours because they were like, nah, get out the car. It was like, they hear you because they literally experience hearing loss.
Right.
And like I said, it moved me when I read it. And it's collage. So that's why I bring it up. It's collage. It's beautiful. I think it's on like its third or fourth printing. I hope they have it, but if they don't, just know it's a great zine.
Oh, I hope Evie brings it for Saturday. Yeah. I'll be looking for it. Yeah.
It's so good.
And it's so interesting that you say for the zines, it's on like different runs of printing. Because when you make a zine, Yasmin, how many do you print at first usually?
I try to keep it affordable. So look for those coupons online, people.
And where do you print?
I'm super lucky. I now work at a print shop.
Wonderful. Yeah.
How did this happen? Only no one knows. But so I'm very lucky because they will print for me. And of course, the print shop's called All Pro Color in Farmington. So hello, All Pro Color. You guys are wonderful and magnificent. They printed the sticker that I just handed you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I love it. Yeah. And these posters are fantastic too.
They printed the posters.
Yeah. The Detroit Zine Fest posters. Okay. And then, and you know what? Let's, you had mentioned that the Detroit Diva Directory, they're going to be having their first table at Detroit Zine Fest too. And this is a community organization that you feel passionate about.
Yeah. So they will have the Detroit Diva Directory zine, and the organization is called Divas with Ideas.
I love that.
Divas with Ideas. And they're so wonderful. Like, shout out to everyone in their organization for just being wonderful, for being so starry-eyed and ready to just tackle this and making a zine. And yeah, Detroit Diva Directory. It's a physical manifestation of their mission to support, advocate, and uplift BIPOC and LGBTQ+ Detroit Divas. It's hopefully going to be a series of zines to help connect local divas with one another to strengthen the community and increase accessibility to the resources within it. So yeah, all the artists, organizations, and safe spaces, along with businesses, are listed in the Detroit Diva Directory, and it will be available this Saturday.
As
I have them
zine
in my car right now, and they look so good. So they did great.
As a zinester and as an organizer, Yasmin, I feel like that's not unusual for you to have like boxes of zines and other print material in your car that's en route to like the next cool thing, the next cool event.
You got it.
And it's always with you. It feels like it's about building community, about uplifting community and strengthening, like, you know, that like maybe fledgling bonds or things that are just starting.
It's really important to me because I feel like growing up I didn't really have community. I was a kid that was picked on, to be honest. So I was like the arty little kid that was like, you know, off to the side, that, you know, was disheveled and wasn't taking care of themselves very well. And I always longed for community growing up. Like, I had my family, but there were, you know, strained bonds there even. You know, I'm growing up. I'm trying to understand the world around me. Everything is just so difficult for me as a neurodivergent person. So that's where I started with art and writing. And then from there, I just wanted community wherever I went. And when I realized that, much like zines, not only can I like participate, or not only could I appreciate, but I could participate. So I was like, that's it. Let's do something. Like when Evie and I said that offhand statement, like, oh, I wish Detroit had a zine fest. I latched onto it because I was just thirsting, just yearning for community.
And so you're like, let's create it. Let's start building it.
Yeah,
because you knew that there were people out there who would come.
I didn't know. That's the thing.
Oh, really?
I just wanted so badly for there to be people, you know, that wanted to make zines, that wanted to show their work, that wanted to connect. And I went with Evie to, like I said, Toronto and California and Chicago and going everywhere but home. And I was just like, let's do it. Let's do it. And we did it. And this is the fifth year. So
the fifth year. Thanks. Thank goodness you took that chance and you took on, like you said at the top of the show, like the labor of love.
Yeah, it is a labor of love. I want to thank all the organizers across Michigan and the Midwest, because it is a labor of love. Sometimes you stay up late at night and you're like, am I doing it correctly? And just do the best you can, you know? Much like making a zine. And please, if you take one thing from my interview, I would love if you made a zine, a one-page mini zine. It takes one piece of paper, a little bit of time, a little bit of love, and you will be amazed holding your own creation in your hands. If you are a little bit scared of making zines, maybe you can start with writing or journaling or diary like I did and marry it to art and make a comic. Who knows? So, yeah,
I just want
people to create so badly. And then hopefully I can get a copy of the creation.
Says the collector. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, my little fingers tapping together.
I feel like you might be an archivist in your future. Somehow.
I'm starting to think so. I'm looking around here and I'm like, okay, this is.
Are you loving WCBN?
I'm loving it.
Yeah. We're lucky to be in this space, but we're in the DJ space, everyone, today. We took a field trip from Prod A. Yasmin, thanks so much for coming down to the station today, talking about Detroit Zine Fest to come this Saturday, May 16th at the Jam Handy, noon to 6. And most of all, for bringing your zines too. I mean, I shouldn't say most of all, because I really, really admire what you're doing to build community and to create more space for arts and connection and people to be. So Detroit Zine Fest, is so valuable. So thank you.
Thank you.
And so are these beautiful zines that you've made. Thanks for bringing them today. And
thank you. And I can't wait to trade with you.
I can't wait to and to see the latest.
Yeah.
So everyone, thanks for listening today. Today, Yasmin Wilder, Detroit Zine Fest this Saturday. boy monster. Thanks for listening out there. Thanks to Jason for picking the tunes today and engineering for us. Thanks to all of you out there for listening, especially to my mom. And see you next week.
I'm calling you from the future to let you know we made a mistake. And there's a fog from the past that's giving me such a headache. And I'm back with the madness. I'm a champion of the people who don't believe in champions. I got nothing but dreams inside. I got nothing but dreams. I'm just young enough to still believe, still believe. But young enough not to know what to believe in. Young enough not to know what to believe in, yeah. Every day on the inside, the only thing I do is sit around and kill time. I'm trying to blow out the pilot light. I'm trying to blow out the light. I'm just young enough to still believe, still believe. But young enough not to know what to believe in. Young enough not to know what to believe.
This is WCBN-FM Ann Arbor, 88.3 megahertz. We are the voice of the underground intellectual resistance movement. Experimental, experiential radio, broadcasting from the University of Michigan. We are student-run with lots and lots of community involvement. And I wouldn't have it any other way, would you?